Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 4th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets mostly closing lower, whilst European markets are largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 3.93%. The dollar is softer versus the euro and pound, firmer against the yen, gold and oil are higher, industrial metals lower, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. Equity markets are finding a modicum of support after turning defensive this week amid overbought conditions and stretched positioning. The movement coincided with the backup in bond yields as market pared back aggressive rate cut expectations. FOMC minutes effectively endorsed the market thinking on the rate outlook. Participants noted rates were likely at or near their peak and lower rates by the year end. They highlighted the elevated uncertainty and possibility of higher for longer rates. China equities saw a volatile day with more pressure on real estate developers. Reuters reported late on Wednesday that state-owned banks were paring exposure to smaller lenders amid apprehension over asset quality, adding to concerns about fallout from the property market slump. On the data front, we had French December preliminary CPI coming in slightly below consensus, and Sweden December services PMI coming in slightly above expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have December Challenger job cuts and December ADP employment report, followed by weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, weekly EIA natural gas inventories, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports that the US labor agency has accused SpaceX of illegally firing employees that were critical of Elon Musk. The article refers to the company firing 8 employees after they spread a letter calling Musk a distraction and embarrassment. Bloomberg reports that TikTok is hoping to increase its US e-commerce business tenfold this year. And Japan Airlines has reported that it expects to record an operating loss of 15 billion yen due to the entire loss of the aircraft on January 2nd. However, the company notes the loss will be covered by insurance. Due up on today's earnings calendar, we have Conagra Brands, Walgreens Boots Alliance, and Lamb Weston due to report before the open. Asian equities ended mostly lower on Thursday, but many were well off their lows by the close. More declines for mainland China, but an afternoon rally sent the Hang Seng back to the flatline. South Korea's government cut its FY24 GDP growth forecast to 2.2% from 2.4%, and it also raised its full-year inflation forecast to 2.6% from the previous 2.3%, with the country struggling to boost consumption amid narrow export expansion. The Finance Ministry's biannual economic policy plan said that the government was to focus on managing risk factors, supporting livelihoods in 2024, and will push for greater tax incentives for corporate investment into R&D and increase financing for exporters. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. The UK debt chief has warned on fiscal policy. The FT interviewed UK DMO Chief Steeman, who warned politicians not to divorce policies from the reality of markets. With a general election tipped later this year, and both the Conservatives and Labour talking up tax cuts, Steeman highlighted the risk from borrowing too quickly. The article noted the Labour Party has watered down plans to spend £28 billion a year on green investment to an extra £20 billion in annual net borrowing by the end of first five-year parliament. Fund managers have warned that this could make markets jittery and push up gilt yields. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, January 4th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.